was a tight, very tight game, but we thoroughly deserved our one, you know.
Talk us through the game. Suppose the first half, the conditions, what effects was there from your point of view? Glengad got the start.
We got a very good start, Porrig. Conditions were terrible, to be honest. The pitch was very, very heavy. Second half, it was totally cut up. It didn't suit us at all because we couldn't really get a free-flowing game going and our passing game going. We did what we could, but... and we changed it. We went route one on our time as well because of the conditions. But when you have, you know, when you have pace like we have up front, it helps.
Pace is one thing, but you need to make advantage of that pace and space, and your lads definitely did that. Three goals coming, one of them from Terence Doherty, Conor Barrow, and a penalty from James McKinney as well. So it just showed that it just wasn't one particular individual who's going to score. You had threats coming in from all different angles.
Porrig, it was a team effort, and everything we do, your team, that's a team effort. It's not, you know, I mean, our defenders today were outstanding. Back four was really, really good. Middle of the park was very good. And up front, again, scored the goals. In fairness, we could have been early on. We had 2-3 half chances before we actually scored. Terence scored. They got a set piece. Well, dodgy decision for the free kick, but a good header to make it one each. And then the stroke of half time, their centre half, the ball came in and he struck an arm out. If he hadn't struck the arm out, Terence was on goal, but we got a penalty and James McKinney dispatched the penalty very well. Went under the break 2-1 up, and the third goal was going to be very important in the game, you know. And we happened to get it. Connor actually could have scored. He must not. It's not like him, but he missed a great chance after about 20 minutes in the second half. He just topped the post, and then the goal that he got was a lot harder chance than the one that he must been honest. Did very, very well and tucked the ball away in the corner. And at 3-1, you know, we were confident enough that we could go through and take the victory in it.
Going down to Carlow, it's not the easiest place to go, and trying to get information on teams. How did you prepare as a management team before that game?
Well, I had 2 or 3 contacts, in fairness, that gave me a really good rundown on the team and the way they played. And we went through last night with one of these people. We went through it. Every player in the team, and you know what way they like to play, and it was a really, really great help to us, you know.
And coming away with a victory, doing the parish proud, as they say. Glengad is a small community. Look, football is at the heart of it. You're going extremely well in the Premier Division as well. You're second there. This game came at the right time for you, Shane.
Yeah, we had a good run of form really since October. We were scoring a lot of goals, not conceding too many, Porrig. And, you know, we look solid, even today, like away from home, and a small pitch, poor conditions. This group of players, they know how to win games. And I say that, you know, they're used playing in big games. So we knew we kept our shape, we didn't concede early, and even we did concede, it was time to regroup again and do more of the same, because and not concede too early after we conceded that, you know, once they won one up, or when we won one up and they equalised to one each, we looked very solid after that, being honest. They didn't look like scoring. I think, you know, we limited them to maybe 2-3 shots and goal in the whole game, which we were looking for, and then we got the third goal, which was really the goal that kind of set us in the way that, you know, we didn't look like conceding 3 to get beat, you know.
Getting that second goal, or third goal I should say, obviously there was a number of opportunities that you had before that, and maybe at times when you're going after a game or chasing a game, putting too much emphasis on that particular third goal. But how much of a relief was it to get that third goal?
Being honest, Park, I would have taken a 2-1 and got out of there. You know, we, as long as we kept our shape, we were limiting them to what they could do. We looked very solid, and when the third goal came, it was a bonus. I mean, I knew when the third goal came that we were there by something really silly, you know. As I say, we looked very solid throughout, and we adapted to the conditions. They're an experienced team, and you would expect that from them, being honest.
Well, a huge victory for you coming up the road, and looking forward to the next round now.
Aye, and these competitions, Porrick, are great. You know, you're looking for a home draw, really. You know, it's a massive advantage to see if you get a home draw. You know, and we'll see where it takes us then.